Sam Barsky of Pikesville, Maryland, has turned sweaters into his statement. For the past 17 years, he's knit sweaters that show places that he's seen around the world, including the Golden Gate Bridge, Stonehenge, and Jerusalem's Wailing Wall, or a field of electrical pylons. But what's made Mr. Barsky an internet phenomenon, with well over a million hits on various websites, are photos of the knitter, the artist himself, posed in front of a scene wearing the sweater that he's knitted. Sam Barsky joins us now from member station WYPR in Baltimore. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi.
Why do you do this?
This is what I enjoy doing. I like creating. I like replicating what I see in life and what I anticipate seeing.
I'm told you've done 103 sweaters.
Yes, that's correct.
It's a lot of wool, a lot of stitches, isn't it?
Yes, probably millions by now.
Do you know what you're going to knit next?
Next, because Groundhog Day is coming up in early February, I'm thinking of making a sweater with a groundhog on it.
Oh, that sounds adorable. You must get requests at this point. You've become pretty famous.
Yes, I'm flooded with requests. So many, I can't even see all of them.
Yeah, do you ever fulfill any?
I've thought about it before, but I've realized early on, a long time ago, that it's not practical for me to be a human sweater mill.
Yeah. All right. I understand that. Well, what are some of your favorite sweaters, sweater scenes?
I can't say which one is my number one favorite, but some of the ones that are getting attention a lot are like Times Square. The Tower Bridge of London is very popular. I've done Venice. I've done Niagara Falls, just to name a few. I did one with tigers on it, and I wore it while holding a real-life tiger in Thailand one time.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of people must ask you about the electrical pylon sweater.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, it's the one I'm wearing right now.
Ah, all right. Well, maybe we can get a picture of it, and we can post it on our website, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
What was your artistic inspiration for that? A lot of people would see a field of electrical pylons and think, we ought to put a sweater over that.
Yes, I see them all the time. In all my routine travels around the local area, they're everywhere. So pretty much anything that crosses my eyes is a potential sweater. And the pylons are no exception.
Yeah. Is there a sweater of your dreams you'd like to do you just haven't gotten to yet?
Pretty much any kind of iconic landmark or natural scene. It's like anything possibly could be in my dreams. The only limitation I have is that it takes a month to make one.
Do you ever put people's faces on a sweater of friends, maybe?
Doing a face of a specific person is not something I've ever attempted to do before. It's one of the things I'm working hard on figuring out how to do now, as I'm working on a Martin Luther King's Day sweater. I'm having a picture of the I Have a Dream speech with a picture of Dr. King standing in front of the crowd.
Well, that sounds like a very ambitious piece of art, Mr. Barsky. It really does.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Barsky, you've given a lot of people pleasure. Thank you very much for your artwork and letting people see it.
Yes, it's my pleasure. It's my goal to share it with the world.
Sam Barsky, talking about his sweaters.